like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm King Kevin Carr.
I would think so if people were watching the video of this with Kevin's crown. Well, anyway, this is The Very Regal. It's movie time. Well, Kevin, one of the most nostalgic moments for me is to go to YouTube and listen to Richard Burton singing Camelot.
Yeah.
Is it anything like this new movie, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword?
There's less singing in this?
Guy Ritchie is the director, and that's what makes the difference between this and the 1,000 other iterations of the Arthurian legend. And how does Ritchie make it different?
Well, he basically makes it like Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Taking place in medievalish times with giant elephants, and I don't quite know what's happening in this movie.
It's a mashup, man, of the Arthurian legend, taking an awful lot of mythical license. It's the backstory of Arthur.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me of when they did that Robin Hood movie. Ridley Scott did that, what, like 7 or 8 years ago? When they have movies where they're, okay, we're just going to do the beginning of it. Or the like, it, not like a Batman Begins, but still something like that. You're telling the lead up to how he becomes King Arthur, and that's really what it is. For a movie that's supposed to kind of be the beginning,
yes,
there's a lot of flashbacks to what I would think would be a more entertaining movie. Because they're constantly having to give the backstory of his father, Uther Pendragon.
Yes, and in typical Ritchie fashion, it's all montage, right? Expository montage.
A lot of stuff, yeah.
I mean, aren't some of these things like his freeze frames?
Yeah, those techniques he uses.
Yes, the telescopic crash zoom. Telling the story, for me, when he does his montage, is just a signal that he's so darn lazy about developing character.
A good montage is good. I mean, we've seen plenty of good ones in there, but this is not exactly, Julia Roberts buying dresses on Rodeo Drive. This is important backstory.
Yes, it is. I know.
And like him training. Like he's has to go in these mountains and fight these creatures, and it's like they kind of just rush through it to get them to sit there and talk in a room.
In the Darklands, I think he had to go.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's so funny. They're like clips from other movies that they're just slipping in there.
I kind of wanted to see that movie. Not this one.
Right, not this one.
You said this, that sometimes montaging a story can be lazy writing.
Yeah.
And I know that Guy Ritchie does stuff like that, but he has so many different types. Usually in his stuff, especially like even in like Sherlock Holmes and his earlier stuff like Snatched and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, they'll have two people talking, this is what we're going to do, this is the plan, and then they flash into it. That's very Guy Ritchie. But then there's parts of it that just... It's like they had a five-hour movie and said, oh, we need to edit this. Or they were shooting a TV show. That's actually what it felt like, that it was a TV show. And then they said, yeah, no, we're not going to do 6 episodes of this. We're just going to do a movie.
But listen, no TV show could put up with this blue-gray palette for long.
Well, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but from what I understand, it's similar to
that. Yeah, right. And that gray palette carries through.
Yeah.
There's something really dismal and dreary about it that I found no spirit such as I would have thought with Arthur.
He did that with Sherlock Holmes. But I think it worked in Sherlock Holmes because you're sort of like looking at Victoria-era London where it's smoky and grimy and...
He does have going for him a very good bad guy in Jude Law.
Yeah.
Playing Vortigern, Arthur's bad boy uncle.
They're hamletting a bit on this, I think.
I know it, right? It's called Legend of the Sword. It's really about the sword. I like very much the mage, Astrid Burge's Frisbee.
Even like the side cast, you know, like Jamon Hansu, Eric Bana, and Jude Law is good. I mean, Charlie Hunnam as Arthur. There's a lot of shots of him washing for some strange reason. Not shirtless even, ladies. So
yeah, I know. They're partly a water motif here if it dovetails into the idea of the baby going off in the boat, which is very much like the Moses story.
This felt like it was trying to do 3 or 4 different movies.
Well, yeah. Well, Kev, we've certainly been inspired by Ritchie in our little audio montage here.
Yes.
It says we've been all over the place. Now we're going to come back to our sane selves.
Oh, man.
And the film is King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Kevin Carr, what grade would you award it?
I'm going to give it a C-.
All right. Well, I'm going to award it a C, but it is no better than that.
Yep.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org. Get me!